Welcome, one and all, with your host, Rolando, and his co-host, John. We are the Skeleton Boys.
Hello and welcome to the Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I'm Rolando.
And I'm Johnny.
And welcome to the show. This week, we will review Ghost of the Ozarks.
Ghost of the Ozarks.
And as always, John will give us the plot in five words. We give our first thoughts and then go to a deep spoiler analysis. But first, we're going back to TV Corner. And
TV Corner.
There it is. We need a jingle. We do need a jingle.
I stole that from TV Funhouse. TV Funhouse.
TV Corner. TV Corner. We're checking out All of Us Are Dead, Episode 3. So, I think this episode is just like, we sort of commented in before we started recording that it's kind of like the pace is a little slow because it literally picks up where the last episode ended and not much is happened.
I was gonna say they expanded the universe.
They're rapidly expanding, but I feel like not even a day has passed by yet. Right?
No, we're still on the same day.
Still. Breakout day. Outbreak day. Yeah. So that's a little.
Now we're getting narration from the same doctor, but via like home videos. Is what it looked like?
But I don't think those are new. That's the stuff he was doing when his son and I'm assuming wife first got sick. He was making those.
Right, yeah. Videos. So that's my question. I thought they were still questioning him.
Yeah.
Or did they just put him in jail, I guess?
Sometimes I think they use those videos to make a point about what's happening at the story at the moment. You know, kind of like to echo that same sentiment again. Because he kind of, I guess, knows how these things are behaving, because right now with our group of heroes, they're transforming and everyone's suspect of everybody. And then one of the antagonist chicks does a real fucked up thing this episode. She turns that fucking kid to a zombie.
It's like, what a shithead. Just because he's wealthy, like,
yeah,
god, dude.
Yeah, welfare.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
He was poor, wasn't he? I thought it was the opposite, that he was poor and that she was.
She kept calling him a wealthy. She kept saying the word like wealthy or something. Unless that's like a jab at him.
Yeah, I think it was like slang because I think they're saying that the teacher that's with the group of students that made it into that broadcasting room, she says that we call him a wealthy, which means that welfare. He's on welfare. He's a wealthy.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So like she's like, looking down on him. I was so pissed. Yeah.
I was mad too. Yeah. And I hated that. So she exiled herself basically, right?
Yeah.
And then the teacher decided that she still needs to like take care of him. Like, nah, fuck that, dude.
Nah, fuck that. Yeah. That part, I really, well, to kind of explain, like she has been the one to be like, you know, close the doors and like that person's a zombie. This person's a zombie. And so she's been kind of like, I don't know, kind of antagonistic with the group, you know? So she doesn't like this particular kid and they kind of get into it at some point. And they even tell her like, you can't, like she accuses him of being one of them because he has like a small scratch. Right. And then so, they tell him like, well, we don't know what's going to happen, right? Because all their friends have been turning. So they put him in like the recording booth or whatever?
The sound room.
And so like, she tells him, go apologize to him or whatever. Because they take like 30, 40 minutes, excuse me, and he hasn't turned yet. So she goes in there and she like treats him like shit. Of course, nobody hears what's going on. And like she pulls out this napkin that has zombie blood on it and she like rubs it into his wound.
I was like, what the fuck? You know, and I knew that's what she was doing too when I saw that. I was like, otherwise, why would this moment be in there? That's weird.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
I was like, man, what a fucking.
And I was. The only thing that made it kind of. Well, at first, I was like, okay, well, they're probably not going to deal with this until like five more episodes, right? Like, we're going to have to sit and watch this person who basically turned this other kid into a zombie. But then they end up dealing with it like right away, right? Like the quote unquote class president character like sees her do it and calls her out on it or whatever. And she like, she gets exposed for it. And she, like you said, she exiles herself only for the teacher to save her, which was like, oh my God, why? So why annoying. Do you have to? Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, a lot kind of happened in this episode too. So we have the mother of the kid that knew karate for some reason. Not karate, but he was just that kid. You see that she's obsessed with her child, right? Puts like his face on like her business or whatever. And you find out that she's been putting his face on everything. So she freaks out and tries to go back into town. And that's when shit's really going down. And then I forgot about gave birth. I don't know why. But yeah, she ties herself against the door to keep the zombies from coming in, but she's churning already and she tucks her baby away. And I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
We don't even know whose baby this is.
That was weird. This is a zombie baby. Yeah. It's that baby from Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
Because who knows how that works?
I'm wondering,
fuck you, Zack Snyder.
I'm wondering if that baby. Go ahead. Isn't actually zombified, but is potentially has like some sort of blood that might save humanity or whatever.
Possibly, because like I don't think she was. She wasn't infected before, right? She just had the baby and she was going to toss it in the trash.
When she was having.
Oh, yeah, well, I thought like she had gotten bit after.
Maybe I'm mistaken, but I feel like she was already bitten because she didn't really have, she like ran and hid in the restroom,
right?
And then she just kind of ran out the window, and that's kind of what I remember of her. And then she just kind of ran away
with the baby. Yeah. It makes it to that chicken place,
but also fucking hits pop their kid's mom off her Vespa or whatever. It was I kind of enjoyed this one. It was kind of weird.
I like what you said. Like, it expanded the universe. We're adding more characters and we're seeing the outbreak from multiple angles now that are happening more widely. Right. Cause you do have like that shot with the mother on the moped or whatever. She's like, she gets into the city and we're seeing everyone's turning and at some point they attack like a barricade of army soldiers or something. So it's expanding, it's getting bigger, and we're seeing it from a lot of different angles because currently we've only really seen them at the school.
Right.
It's only been that's the original outbreak
place.
So
they're really, I guess you do see this in other movies, but they're really, really pushing the ageism in Korean culture.
How so?
Everybody keeps bullying people like, you don't talk to an upperclassman like that, or like, oh, I'm older than you, blah, blah, blah. And that's like a thing in Korean culture. Ageism is a huge thing. So I thought that was interesting. It's like fun to, so I've been like back and forth with my buddy, Andy, who is Korean, and we've been trying to tell each other more about our cultures to kind of, you know, just to know. And that's one thing he talks about a lot. And also eye contact. You don't really talk to people in the eye out of respect or older. You got to look down. And I was like, oh, wow. So, yeah, I think that's why when the kid was getting scolded, he looked down. I don't know if you noticed that. When he was getting scolded by that chick that infected him. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, that's pretty cool. Oh, no. It's a pretty good show. It's fun. The episodes are just kind of long.
Yeah. I would say these are kind of like a Korean Walking Dead. Not like on the same level, but it's kind of like it's similar territory. You know, there's always like fun, interesting things happening in the show. Like it's always interesting, right? Even though it's like, even though I feel like for me, the pace is a little slow. And we keep introducing more and more characters. Like we're not like, you know, only like we're only focusing like on six people. Like we've expanded. We're adding more and more point of views and stuff. Question:
how many units do you think they got shooting at once? Like maybe like three.
No, that's a good point.
Maybe
two
probably at all times, but like maybe three.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the show's pretty good. It's just the episodes are kind of long.
Yeah, episodes are kind of long. Kind of curious about... So I'm assuming it's just about them surviving, right? Like, there's not going to be anything more or less about
it. It's real, and right? I think even make the joke in the show. It's very Train to Busan. And again, they made that joke in the show. They're like, what was it, the first episode or the second episode? Yeah. It's like Train to Busan. They're zombies.
I think it was the first one.
So they have no problem calling these things zombies.
Yeah. This is kind of going to be like Afterlife with Archie. Remember reading that? I feel like it's going to be like that. Which I don't mind. That was a really great series. I wish they would have like... did they ever finish it? I don't think they ever finished it. I think it's still kind of ongoing. I don't think they ever got around to like... They were never consistent about the publication of that series, and then they just sporadically would throw one issue out every couple of years or something like that. So I lost track of it. But this is really good too. It's good. Good so far.
And sorry at home. I don't know. I probably shouldn't say this, but we might be both very exhausted skeleton boys.
So what do you mean? Yeah. We're having life problems.
Life problems. Now I got a leaky nose. Uh-oh, he's sick.
I'm okay with sticking with it, but I think when we get to maybe, because I had mentioned maybe if you were unhappy, we could jump to start watching the new Chucky series or Fright Child's Play or whatever. But honestly, I think we can, I mean, I'm okay watching this until maybe when Stranger Things comes back, you know, and then for sure I want to flip over and finish that series.
Yeah, I agree.
To review. And then maybe after that, we'll come back to it. I'm not quite sure how any of that works, but I don't know, but we'll see. We'll see how, like, you know, if you take like, cause we think, I don't remember how many episodes are in Stranger Things. Like, what, like 10? Maybe 8.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, we'll take an 8-week break if we don't finish this one. Because I don't know. And then we're going to just swing back and jump back into it. So, I don't know. Maybe we can marathon these. They're all are released already. So, it's on Netflix. So, maybe we'll marathon it. Maybe just to wrap it up.
Getting in the way of my Ted Lasso time.
That's true. That's important time.
He's like,
Ted Lasso teaches you how to be a man in the 21st century.
Questionable Southern accent. Or Midwest.
He's Midwest. Oh, yeah, he's Midwest, not Southern.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He's from
Mizzou? Missouri?
Is that where he's coached? Always rocking the Cardinals cap, right? Or something like that. Or he does, or maybe the other guy does, I think.
So maybe. Maybe, yeah. Beard? Yeah. Are you like far along into season two?
No, not at all. Like, I just saw the first episode, I think. Maybe the second.
There's one episode that's absolutely heartbreaking.
Oh.
Let me know when you finish it. We can talk about it.
Okay, cool. We can talk about it. Not with the skeleton boys. I'm just
kidding. With the human boys? I don't know. Okay, cool. So let's just continue and see where this ends. I think there's only 8 episodes total.
Oh, okay.
So that's pretty manageable. We're like almost halfway. So, yeah, maybe a day will actually end. It'll turn night the next episode.
Yeah.
So.
Sweet. Okay.
Okay, cool. All right, let's move on to our main review of Ghost of the Ozarks.
Ghost of the Ozarks.
John, do you want to give us the plot in 5 words?
Johnny.
5 words.
Plot summary.
Rolando, drum roll, please.
Sure, I decided to only have 2 because I was reading one as we were talking right now. I was like, that's fucking dumb. So I scratched one out.
But let's hear it. No, we'll hear it.
Because it kind of ruins another one. And I would just be repeating same thing. I'll say it after the fact because it's like...
I was going to say the ones you want and then say the ones you didn't want after the fact.
I scratched it out because it's basically the same thing as another one. I was just like, I don't know why I wrote it twice. Pretty much wrote it twice.
Oh, okay. So it's like a rewrite version 2.
I basically did an Evil Dead 2 where it was the same exact movie, just a little different. all right. Coming in at number 2 for Ghosts of the Ozark. Buster Scruggs sees no evil.
Yeah, that's true.
He's also good at it, but a little iffy with his accent. Coming in at number 1 for Ghosts of the Ozark. Shyamalan's Ghosts of the Village.
Yeah. I heard that comparison. I read that in a couple of reviews about it being close to the village. Spoilers
the same exact plot, almost
15-year-old movie. So if you haven't seen The Village, just like, you know, earmuffs for a minute or two. So spoilers. So in Village, at the end of The Village, you find out that like it's modern time, but they're just pretending to be in this like pseudo utopian society, right? But set in like the early 1800s, kind of like the witch times. You know, have you seen that movie? So... that kind of types.
Which again, I know unpopular opinion. I didn't like that movie.
I love that movie. Oh my God.
I love it. I just did not enjoy it at all. And I saw it twice.
Okay. Outside of the twist, you just like cut the twist out. I know it's hard because you've seen it, right? Because it's in your brain. If you cut that fucking twist out, it's a really well-made movie.
The Witch?
Like just on... Oh. No, not The Witch. I meant The Village.
Oh, yeah.
You were talking about The Witch? I was talking about The Village.
I thought you said The Witch. Oh, you said it was kind of like The Witch.
The Witch is boring.
I didn't like The Witch.
I didn't like The Witch either. It's boring. I
love that movie.
I'm not a fan of that guy.
Yeah, I know.
Robert Eggers, he's coming out The Northman. He's just doing Conan. Like, I don't understand why everyone's jerking him off. Like, oh, you made a stylized Conan movie.
I've had a couple of friends say, like, man, Robert Eggers can't do any wrong. I'm like, wow, I think he's done nothing but bad movies.
I know. Right? Are we crazy? Are we just not in this art house scene or what? I don't know.
We were the generation. And it's funny because my friend Andy was actually, he found out that I review horror movies, I guess, recently. And last week, he was like, hey, John, so how do you feel about James Wan's horror movies? I was like, I think they're good. you know, he brought like a fresh twist to stuff. I enjoy his stuff. He's like, oh, really? Like, that's all you got to say? I'm like, yeah, I think they're good. That's about it. And then I was like, you know, like, I really loved Insidious when it first came out. I still love that movie. The Conjuring, they're kind of boring for me, but like, I like them still. And then, a Malignant. I didn't like initially, but then, you know, I really enjoyed it after the fact when I realized it was a fucking B movie. He's like, oh, okay. And then I'm walking away and he's like, really? That's all? I don't get any hot takes. I want some hot takes. I'm like, oh. I was like, I don't know. I don't really have anything bad to say about that. But then later on, people were like, oh, yeah, Robert Eggers, like, The Witch. Oh, my God, The Witch. And I was just like, man, this is where my hot takes come in. But I'm in a van full of people that are just, like, in love with this movie. Like, let me tell you how much of a shit movie that is.
That's why me and you are different. You won't cross that line. I would totally cross that line and be like, I did not like any of these fucking movies. Yeah. I think they're overrated, like art house trash. That's just my opinion.
They were so good and blah blah blah. I'm like, maybe they would be better if you could hear a fucking thing they were saying. But anyway,
dude. Okay, I haven't seen the one I haven't like seen is Lighthouse.
Oh, I started watching that, okay. And it was pretty fucking good. I didn't finish it because I had something to do. I need to revisit it. It's pretty fucking good. Oh, salud.
Salud. Excuse me. Ugh.
Yeah, me too. All sorry about fucking that. Week, I've been sneezing.
Yeah. I'm like tired and sneezy and cold and hot. Yeah, I don't know, dude. It's just...
Yeah, but the Lighthouse is great. Fucking Willem Dafoe is just there rocking out. And he's like, you know, I'm something of a lighthouse conductor myself. He's just like that all the time. He's just throwing pumpkins at Robert Pattinson, these little mini pumpkins. I've been with my friend Clint for like half of last week. We started going into Gilbert Godfrey died, right? R.I.P. Like that's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a fucking voice of he's just a legend. You know, the more we talked about the things Iago. He's done, Iago, and the more we talked about like. He's just like really fun, really good. Like he built a really annoying, fun personality that he fucking banked off of.
Yeah.
He didn't talk like that. I think a lot of people didn't understand. Like, no, he doesn't actually talk like that. He doesn't act like that. Like squints his eyes and pretends to be angry all the time. And I was trying to do Gilbert Gottfried and, they're like, too soon. And also, you sound more like a Willem Dafoe. And then we just started doing impressions of people, but it was always our horrible Willem Dafoe. I don't even know if this is going to be funny, but I was saying, like, I'm a mechanic. He was just like, I'm something of a mechanic myself. And then he just started throwing little pumpkins at my car. And I'm like, I guess this is the way these things work.
No, that's the one I haven't seen. The other ones I thought were, I don't get it, man. I don't know. That's just me.
But you
also, I don't have to like everything.
Yeah, and you don't like Ari Laster, right?
I'm not a big fan of him either.
Yeah, because I really enjoyed Hereditary, and
I didn't finish it.
You didn't finish Hereditary?
No, I didn't finish. I don't think I did.
Because it was all family drama, right? But you didn't watch the last 45 minutes? It goes, fucking crazy. Like, punching you in the face crazy. You get like a
kind of like this movie? The Ghost of Ozark.
I mean, not it, like a little more on like, all of a sudden everything is like horror and supernatural. And you're like, I wasn't fucking, this came out of nowhere. And then it just keeps going until the very end. So I highly recommend watching the rest of Hereditary because, like, that last 45 minutes are like, what the fuck? Like, I remember leaving the theater thinking, like, God, I'm a little disturbed right now. I wasn't expecting that. Because when you're watching the movie, you fucking forget about, and this is our review of Ghost of Ozark. Anyways, Hereditary is good and so is Midsommar. Ghost. I thought Robert Eggers
did Midsummer.
Oh, no, it was Ari Lasker.
I think you're right. Yeah, those two guys, like, I know that they're like art house favorites, and I haven't gotten into their work.
You're not a fan of Ty West?
There you go. I'm not a fan of Ty West either. I just haven't seen his work either. I don't know. I'm weird. I don't know.
Because you watch, like, the one movie that everybody agrees is bad.
that's true.
Yeah. Innkeepers, in case anybody's curious. Why do you think it mattered? Yeah. No, but yeah, collectively, everybody was like, we kind of sucked in it. Like, yeah, it did. The other movies are good.
It's true. All right. Ghost of the Ozarks.
Ghost of Ozarks.
Maybe, yeah. Okay, so, John, I was going to say, do you remember in the past when we used to go to, like, video stores and we used to look on the shelf? I don't know if you did this, but I did. Like, I used to just judge what we watched by looking at the box cover. If the box cover looked great, I'd be like, okay, I'm taking it home, right? I feel like
Ghost of Ozarks.
Most of the time, they still be shitty, but Ghost of Ozarks feels like the sort of B-movie I would see the box for and be totally like into it.
Yeah, and then
take it home and watch it. Cause I think it's a little, the movie itself is like B movie, complete boom, like B movie horror. You could sense that they're fighting a budget here in a lot of senses. Yeah. And, but the amazing thing is you have these great actors in it and they're doing good work.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Oh, how did you feel about the movie? Because
I don't think that there's nothing else really serving the actors that are giving these wonderful performances, right? Because it has strong cast.
The writing is bad, but
yes,
it is still, and I'm not saying the ideas are bad, even though this is kind of, in my opinion, like we were talking about a rip of The Village, like a good chunk of it is a rip of The Village. But there are some moments and some ideas that came out, and I was like, man, this movie is like still enjoyable. It's not bad.
Right.
It's not good, but it's not bad. Like, compared to, what was the Wes Craven thing? Was it Deadly?
Deadly Blessing.
Deadly Blessing. Like, that movie was just bad.
Yeah.
Like, this movie is like almost the same level of B, except like just better. Like, it's, I don't know.
The thing I feel like it suffers from is too much indulgence and a really slow pace.
Yes.
Like, and the narrative points that it tries to make are not nearly, or kind of half measured, not nearly fully explored, because they have this utopian society that accepts everybody. And this is like 1800s post Civil War Arkansas. And there's like a community of people. There's like black people. Yeah. There's like, there's all kinds of different, like an Irish guy. I'm not sure what Tim Blake Nelson's, what he was doing there.
I did like
but
the
I'm
song.
Assuming that they were just all, the music was excellent. I think it had a lot to do with Matt Glass.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's a composer.
The
so
composer, 12-hour shift.
I'm pretty. Yeah, and they also had was it Angela Bettis is also in this too. And so it was good to see her too.
Guy was also in 12-hour shift. I think it was one of the other nurses.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember him in it, but yeah, I mean, you have like.
Oh, and also.
This interesting premise.
The second director, who also helped on 12-hour shift, I forgot what he did. I don't know if he was like one of the producers or whatever, was also the production designer for this, which is like
pretty okay. Because, yeah. I mean, unfortunately, like I feel like you have these great actors, veteran actors doing, good work, but I feel like production, I mean, this looks like production-wise, it's no more interesting than, say, like a Hallmark movie or like
that's
something.
That's what I'm going to mention. So I decided early on that if I just treated this like a TV movie, that it's pretty good.
I agree.
Like a Stephen King TV movie.
Yeah, it's definitely that quality. Yeah. It's not a knock. I mean, there's still like good TV movies, but fortunately, it's very noticeable. Yeah. It's very noticeable. But I think to me, the real sin is the fact that it has this pacing issues, slight narratives. And I was explaining, like, you have this interesting idea of post-Civil War utopian society that cuts themselves off, but you have like this mix of races of people that are all kind of living together and you know, that are living together, that try to make this society work, which I thought, that's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
There's something you can mine out of that, but it doesn't, I feel like the things that it did focus on were none of those threads, narrative threads, they led anywhere. Yeah. And then they kind of rile it all up with some like horror-ish ending. I don't know.
Yeah, which I thought was fucking lame. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Should we just get into spoilers so I can talk about that? That's like the one thing I like. I was like, oh, come on.
Let's go into spoilers. Let's do spoilers.
Wait! No, stop talking, guys. Stop the podcast. Stop. Please stop the podcast. Because we're about to go into
spoilers. Because I'm sure there's like other things we can talk about, but it's like once that twist happened, I was like, this isn't a good twist. I mean, that.
Yeah.
Because for one, people are just going to say this is The Village, which it kind of is. And then, so for people that haven't seen The Village, again, they were controlling, making these people stay within the walls of this town by saying that there are these beasts out there, but it was actually just some of the villagers dressing up as these beasts. So like these ghosts of the Ozark that look like big tree people, sort of, I don't know, I wouldn't know how to describe them. Are just regular people that were all in on it to control the town while our hero's uncle, or what is he, like cousin or
uncle?
Like, but
sure,
his like mom's brother, right? Because he didn't take his dad's name because he never met his dad. There's like a whole line about, or a whole scene about that.
Something like that, yeah.
This guy is mining diamonds from underneath this village. Actually, just stop calling it a village. Town, right? and he's keeping it from, I was going to say the villagers, the town people. And that's why he's like trying to control them with fear and shit like that. I don't know. I was like,
So he releases the gas, right? He releases gas a la Scarecrow, and they've concocted like some gas mask. So they release it into it. So if anybody in the neighboring woods gets a scent of the gas or whatever that they're releasing, red gas, then they see the quote unquote ghost, which is like this tallish, I don't know, CG creature.
Yeah.
Which isn't actually the.
No, which when, so there's like a bunch of main characters, right? The thing is, like, none of them seem to be important to anything.
That's true.
It just
kind
of feels like the story's happening. You have like your main protagonist, I guess, who's kind of there so you follow the story, but it doesn't seem like anybody's that important.
I agree with that. Again, like his uncle is like this leader played by veteran actor Phil Morris. He plays like this leader, and he's, you know, he's black and he's leading all these people in post-Civil War times in Arkansas. Like, that's like a story within itself, right? Like, you could do so much with that setup. I just didn't think they did enough with that. I wasn't a big fan of the lead. That's probably one of the harder things for me to get into was Thomas Hobson. I wasn't really a fan of him and his story.
He was giving me real big, what's his name? The fucking, he was a model and then they made him, Jordan Peele made him famous and Get Out. Or like the one guy that says Get Out.
Daniel Kaluuya?
No, the one guy that, the model, the guy that was a model and then he's like the only guy that says Get Out and Get Out. He's got that one famous scene where he gets the picture taken and he was also in that movie, Saw You. He's all over the place. Sorry to bother you.
Oh, yeah. I know you're talking about
Lakeith Stanfield, yeah. I think.
I know you're talking about though, yeah.
Yeah, Lakeith Stanfield.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. He was kind of giving me like those vibes. Like this actor reminded me of that actor, and I don't think that actor is very good either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's what it comes down to. I don't think he was a strong lead when you have he was completely overshadowed by great veteran actors in this.
Not necessarily, you know, so. David Arquette. I didn't think he did all that great in this movie.
He had nothing to do in this movie. I was unsure what his purpose was.
He also said one line kind of early on that I think was common phrasing for the time, and it just came out so unnaturally. It just bugged me for like 10 minutes, and then I wasn't really paying attention to what was going on.
Right.
I forgot what it was, but I was like, wow, that was bad. That was like high school theater bad. And then I just like lost track of what was going on the screen for like 10 minutes because it's just like, man, like why? Like they didn't give him enough time. Did they just kind of rush him through it? Or the directors are so new, they're like, yeah, no, it was great. And then, yeah, I lost a lot of
maybe, yeah. There.
But Miss Bates was fucking fantastic as always.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent. It was really fun seeing her with Tim Blake Nelson, who's one of my absolute favorite actors. Guy's fucking amazing in everything he does. He's amazing in this. He's not given a ton. He's given a very weird character, but I think he plays the shit out of it. Excellently. So.
And then, yeah, Tara Perry was pretty good. She plays one of the hunters.
She was okay. I wasn't too big of a fan of her. She's also a co-writer.
Yeah, she was also on 12-Hour Shift.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember her. Was she like the sister?
I think so, yeah. Because she wasn't the girl that kept fucking up, right?
No, she was blonde. Oh, was she this? I think she was may have been the stuck up one that didn't like curse words or religious. I think.
Wow. So I've been out of the loop of professional wrestling for so long. I didn't realize this dude was a professional wrestler.
He looked like something. I thought he was like musician or something. He was like, he has like a giant red beard and he's like,
and guess what his professional wrestling name is? Because he was in the WWE for 9 years. It was Eric Redbeard.
Oh, yeah.
Born in 1981.
Good shit.
I guess we're that old now. Yeah, actually, some of like the secondary characters were really bad. Like the older lady I thought was really bad. I hate saying this because they're probably just like theater actors, right? Like theater for rep actors or something. Because a lot of the acting felt that way. It was very like theatrically presented, like a little too much or like, I don't know.
I think you hit it on the nail on the head. These guys are first-time directors. And I think maybe performances were a little... They could suffer. Not enough experience or direction on leading them to a performance or whatever, or giving them the right direction, I guess. I don't know.
Milking too many different moments, like Tim, like Nelson walking off the steps and getting shot slowly and coming towards him, like, that's a too much. Continued
monologue. Yeah. Yeah. It was, like I said, I think that there's a interesting hook overall to the story, but like there's not enough. There's an interesting idea here, but there's not enough like story and pacing, and it just focused on all the wrong things in terms of interesting story developments, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I thought it was kind of interesting that the main character was like this doctor, but he had a lot of modern stuff, tools, and how to, like, in my opinion, like, he had things that I've never seen before a doctor use, techniques and stuff. And
he
so
got his arm trampled kind of, when he was younger, so he's still having to stretch it out for some reasons, for reasons.
I think he got it trampled in the war, wasn't it? Like, he was...
Oh, okay. I think I misheard that. Yeah. That makes sense, I guess. But then what didn't make sense was, like, the fire... Then what's this? And rips his sleeve off to show a healed scar. I'm like, what does that prove?
He's been lying to us.
Yeah. He's been lying to us. He's incapable.
He's incapable of doing his job because of this giant scar he has. I was like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. He just gave that poor, you know, teacher pollen medicine or something, right?
Yeah.
For allergies. And that was about it. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of... It wasn't a clever movie, I guess. And again, the main part of it was a rip. So...
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it was way too fucking village. Especially at the end when... what's her name? One of the hunters, the sister. She pops out of the ghost thing. Which I didn't really get, because I'm like, I thought the red smoke was filling up the area. So did she find a gas mask, or like, is there a filtration system in this big ghost costume? How are they able to be wrong?
I don't know. You know,
in the ghost costumes, like what happened to the other people that were wearing gas masks? They just seemed to disappear at the end of the movie.
I don't even know where our main bad guy disappeared. Where
he's
did he
in
go?
The woods.
He shows up at the end with no eyes.
Yeah,
right?
He has a blindfold on. Yeah, he's in the woods. He like just, I guess he's exiled. He's just stuck in the woods. Because then there's like that weird, because he's kind of narrating the thing too, sort of. And then at the end he's like, and that's all we have out of here is time. And it's like, I guess he's plotting his revenge, but it's like, that's stupid.
A sequel is in development.
Really?
I read that in IMDb, yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Nope. I don't know if I'm willing to watch that.
Are you sure? You want to go all in on the Ghosts of Ozarks franchise?
I mean, I was low-key hoping. I'm like, okay, they might as well go all out and actually have a ghost come out and fucking give him his comeuppance, you know?
Right, yeah.
But no, you don't get that. It's just, he's just chilling in the woods.
I'm assuming with the other exiles, his other...
I guess. I don't know. People? They just disappeared.
Very vague, right? Like, it just... It's like, we're running out of money. let's get the shots we need. That's mean, right? But
they're like, we're running out of... what do you call those fucking fireworks? God, I used to love them, even though they don't do shit. The smoke bomb ones, the...
Yeah.
What are they called? Fuck. Those firecrackers.
Roman candles?
No, you just like light them and all it is smoke. It's like
smoke
different...
Smoke bombs, right?
I guess smoke bombs, right? They're just different colored smoke.
Cherry bombs, smoke bombs, something like that? I
don't remember. But anyway, this whole thing was a smoke bomb.
So, Do you think they were running out of budget because Tim Blake Nelson's like, I need 3 days to do my death scene? Yeah.
Well, they kind of definitely ran out of money for like certain things because to begin with, the prosthetics were okay. And then the first time we see Tim Blake Nelson, both of his eyes are shut. And then towards the end, one of the eyes seems to be opening up more and more. Like, something goes on.
Yeah.
Which was probably like, he's like, hey, I can't do this. I feel like it's too dangerous for me to try to act without being able to see. So they probably opened up one of his eyes and like, nobody will notice.
Yeah. And what accent is he doing? Is it
Irish?
Okay. Interesting. He didn't want to do a Southern accent? Because I know he can. He could definitely do a Southern accent.
He can, yeah. And then I guess it's supposed to be like Cajun.
Oh, God.
And then, yeah, nobody was really doing a good job of like their respective.
Everybody's all over the place, the accents.
Yeah.
It's like they went for authenticity Cajun, so they went to Popeyes.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's unfair. That's unfair. It's just bad choices. Bad choices everywhere. Yeah.
Bad choices, low budget.
Alrighty. Do you have any last thoughts before we go to Sexy Spooky Bones? Or
I feel like I said my piece about this movie.
It's over. This piece.
it's done. I watched it. That's it.
Yeah, same.
Definitely not the worst movie we've seen.
That's interesting. Yeah. Not the worst.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to think of that one movie. What's it called? No, we always talk about.
Oh, The Unholy.
The Unholy. Yeah. Oh.
God, that movie is like, yeah. That movie was so bad. I have trouble remembering what happened in it. I think I was so upset by how bad it was. It's like blank.
Yeah.
Something about like in my head. I'm blanking. What's his name? Comedian.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Looked like he was wearing his own wardrobe. Like he just like rolled out of bed and went to work.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Cool.
All right. John, how many Sexy Spooky Bones do you want to give it?
Don't do that. Just rate the movie.
I'm gonna get it. Ghosts of the Ozark. 4 bad accent, sexy, spooky bones. 4.5.
Whoa. That's higher than I went. I'm giving it 3 sexy, spooky bones.
Yep. Fair.
There are only 3 actors I liked. Tim Blake Nelson, Philip Morris, and Angela Bennett.
Yeah.
The actors I liked. They each get a sexy bone out of me.
Yeah, nobody else is actually that good, actually.
No, yeah. David Arquette was disappointing. Yeah. I was expecting a little something more. Unfortunately, his character wasn't interesting either. I mean, you can only do so much, you know?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what he was, and then I was like, I guess he's a tailor. And then he's got a camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he was like, looked really disheveled and poorly put together for the shirt owner.
Maybe he was shooting a Scream at the same time.
It's true. That's why they had to kill him.
Yeah.
Oh, spoiler.
Spoiler.
Spoiler for his...
How does he die, though? Because What's-His-Face shoots the thing down, right? And I guess...
The little girl in this show... The little girl's side killer stabs him. Oh, are you talking about this movie? They cut his eyes out and they proceed to hang him.
Yeah, but Redbeard shoots it down. But then he dies somehow still. Yeah. I don't know.
He dies. I think he disappears like the bad guys. He might
actually, yeah, I think you're right. Around. I think he just disappeared.
Yeah, I don't remember him explicitly dying.
The Buster Scruggs. Buster Scruggs. Tim Nelson, like, he's not...
I don't think he died either. I guess
he's dying, but did like... yeah. Like, they ran out of money so hard that they're like, we can't give anybody a death scene, so just... They disappeared.
He did. He took 2 weeks to do the monologue. He ate up half our budget.
So go in the shade and touch the freaking steward. That's my impression.
Hey, but I really love him. And if anybody wants to see him in a really great Western, watch Old Henry. Oh my God.
Old Henry. Yeah.
And don't read anything about that movie and just watch it. That's my recommendation. Just go watch it. Don't read nothing about it because there's some really amazing shit going on in that movie. That isn't evident at first, but once you watch it, it's like, holy shit.
Yeah, and also...
I was blown away by it. I didn't know.
Half an hour just watching that first segment of Buster Scruggs. Just to watch him like fantastical that was really good. Cowboy. Very song and dancing. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, it was excellent. All right, guys and gals and non-binary pals, thank you for listening. And as always...
Stay spooky! Stay spooky.
Skeleton crew, it's time. The boys say goodbye. We love all of you. We really have to go poo. We'll miss you, but it's time for us to...